Whether you're a wife, a mom, a single, a grandparent, an aunt, a sister, or student, whether you like tea or coffee, soda or water, sushi or steak, we are all women desiring to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. Join us for each episode as we dive deeper into the word of the month and how we can apply and live it out in our lives. I'm your host, Bonnie Nichols, the Women's Ministry Specialist for Emmanuel Faith Community Church, and I'm excited you're listening. Hey, everybody. You're probably wondering who this new voice is and how we suddenly have a podcast going for our Emmanuel Faith women. And I am your new Women's Ministry Specialist, Bonnie Nichols. And I'm so excited to be serving the church in this position. And I'm excited to get to know you as well as we go forward. But for some of you that haven't met me yet, I wanted to take a minute and just share with you who I am and also cast a vision for women's ministry this coming year. I was born and raised in the Pacific Northwest in a teeny tiny little Baptist church where everybody knows everybody, and it played a huge role in my life. All my family still lives up there, but I met my high school, well, he's not really my high school, I was 1 year out of high school when we met. My husband and I met at a Christian summer camp up there. He taught kids how to ride motorbikes, and I was the nurse's assistant, so we spent a lot of time together during the day with, you know, little kids falling off their motorbikes. But then at night, we didn't have any responsibilities. And so we got to hang out at camp. And it was so fun to have that summer together, to get to know one another, to both be growing in our relationships with God together. And then he went back to school down in California, and I stayed at school up there, and it was just hard to be apart. So he asked me to move to California, and I moved to California. We got married, and we've got three amazing kids. We've got two kids in college, one as a junior senior. He's doing school in 3 years instead of four. And then our daughter just started as a freshman, both at Grand Canyon University, which we are really loving that school a lot. And then we've got one more little tag along. He's a freshman this year at Mount Carmel. Go Sun Devils. So we love camping. We love hanging out at the beach. We love Disneyland, and we love road trips and just hanging out together. Friday night, you'll catch us at home, all of us at home, eating wings and just, you know, getting ready for the weekend and all of that. So my family really is my pride and joy. We have a lot of fun together, and I'm just so grateful that God has blessed us with such a fun family. I love a good, dirty, iced chai. People are always like, tea or coffee? And I'm like this weird combination because I like chai tea, but I like a shot of espresso in it. So I guess I could say I like both. And I'm also strange. I love sushi and steak. I am down for either at any time of the day. I love to walk. I love to read. I love to shop. And I love hanging out with women and just sharing life side by side. It's something that I am really, really passionate about. And so that makes me super excited about the role here at Emmanuel Faith, is to be able to just come alongside all of us women and encourage us and see what God's doing in our lives and learn from one another. I was raised in that church up in the Pacific Northwest that was really, it was a church that was really designed after the modeling of, you know, the generations. And so I had, you know, all these grandmas, I had all these aunts and uncles, I had, you know, all these people that poured into my life. And so mentoring and intergenerational relationships are something that is super important to me and something I really want to incorporate into our women's ministry. And I really feel like God is calling us to a place this year of just building community. You know, we have been in, you know, 2 years really of being locked down with COVID in various forms and levels. And we've all struggled with fears and questions and doubts, and we're kind of coming back out of it, I think, a little bit different and a little bit changed, and we're kind of trying to find our footing again. And I really want the women's ministry here at the church to be a place of community, where we are really truly just living side by side, encouraging one another, being there to support one another, but knowing each other well enough that we can, you know, see each other across the campus and say hi and, you know, give a hug and how are you doing? Really ask that question, how are you doing? And we've got some new things that we're implementing into women's ministry. The word of the month is something that I'm hoping will really help give us all a dialogue to be able to use as we get to know one another. That word of the month is going to be introduced at the beginning of each month. We're going to have the podcast focused around that as well. So when you see women around the church, make sure you ask, you know, this, we're recording this in March and the word for March is confidence. You know, bring up the word confidence. You know, how is God teaching you confidence this month? Or where are you seeing that in your life? Or where have you struggled with that in your life? Another thing we're doing is walks. We're having walks the second and the fourth Tuesdays and Thursdays. We meet at 9 a.m. And you guys know we have all the different Bible studies going, the women's groups going, we've got MOPS going, we've got a lot going on. So to keep up with all of that too, you can follow on our social media. We are on the gram and we are on Facebook. We are EFCC Women's Ministry. So jump on there, give us a like, give us a follow. You'll see all the things currently posted. That's all the stuff that's always going on. You'll see pictures, you'll see registration links to things. It just has it all. So you guys, it really is an honor to come alongside you and serve with you. If you see me at church at the Card on Sunday, please come up and say hi. I know I've met a lot of you, but there's more of you I'd love to meet. And this is what I say to everybody as they go. You'll see emails from me too that say this. God bless you as you love and serve with great purpose. Thank you for joining us for today's episode. Our prayer is that you would be encouraged and equipped to live in the way of Jesus with the heart of Jesus. If this podcast encouraged you, we would love for you to share it. We'd also love to have you follow along with our other women's ministry information on social media. You can find us on Facebook and the gram at EFCC Women's Ministry. Go give us a follow. God bless you as you love and serve with great purpose.